Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Minor. And here we are, another Friday, to be able to share with you some awesome, awesome, wonderful news having to do with preventive, natural health, personal growth, and positive news. And I always like to make a comment about the positive news aspect. Every time someone hears that, they go, wow, what a novel idea and how wonderful it is to hear that there is, well, just to say that there are things like radio shows and newspapers that share positive information instead of a lot of what many of us know is out there for us to be listening to. And of course, we have a choice, and that choice leads us to whether we want to have positive, healthy things going into our mind, body, and spirit or not. So that's why we're very grateful for you. Thanks so much for being with us each and every Friday here at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I know that many of you who are listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, whether it's now or in the archive section, you realize that the shows are recorded and, of course, archived for 24/7 listening. And that's another wonderful opportunity for those that we interview to have their information heard long after the live show. So Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is being brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is our national and international full-size newspaper totally dedicated to what I mentioned a moment ago, which is preventive, natural health, personal growth, and positive news. The Healthy Referral Newspaper is available for you to promote your businesses and missions in, if you have to do with the things that were just mentioned. In fact, we want to take a moment right now to say thanks to many of you who have been calling in because of Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, and you're hearing that there's this newspaper available that is something that you can promote through, and that it is healthy, positive information. It definitely, in fact, I'll share just a brief comment with you. Last year, a person said to me, so how are you all doing with your newspapers since things are so hectic and not real great for newspapers? And I looked at them and I said, excuse me? And they just looked at me and I said, well, you know, we of course are not your typical newspaper. We are far, far, far beyond that. And we are flourishing. And the reason that we're flourishing is because people are wanting something different than always hearing, being bombarded by the negative, heavy kind of information. And if you want to promote your business or mission in the paper, we would love to tell you how to do that. You can, of course, go to our website, which is www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral, R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. And you can read about us on there. But I do want to say that if you really, really, really are interested in learning more, we would prefer you call us so that we can talk to you in person. There's nothing like being able to actually talk personally to you. And the number is 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. You can email to the email address on there, or you can email directly to, that's M as in Marie, ARCHIACM@yahoo.com. That's Marcia CM at yahoo.com, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. Usually it's pretty quickly. As you know, we have been having interviews each week, and each and every one is unique in its own. And this week, of course, is no exception to that. We have a wonderful person who's actually in the wings at the moment. We will be with you in just a second, Danish. I have people telling me, well, how do you pronounce it? Asking me, how do you pronounce his name? Because they look at it and they'll say Danish. And say, it's really Danish Ahmed. So I wanted to just give you a little, just a brief piece before we bring Danish on. Again, it is Danish Ahmed. And the main areas of his love and his passion are language, consciousness, humanity, transformation, and love. Not necessarily in that order. And the career focus for Danish is basically inspirational entertainment. And the bit that I would like to share before we bring him on is pretty much what you saw on the Blog Talk site, actually our page back there. And Danish Ahmed is a blind Pakistani albino. Really, that's who he is, as he puts it. He is an entrepreneurial, inspirational speaker and best-selling author of what is called The Dictionary of Distinctions. And he has also created a source document for the Truth Activist Movement, which outlines hundreds of solutions to rid our world of war and corruption. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and click on Danish's mic. And let's see here. It's always interesting. I go to click on the mic, and there he is. Danish, are you there?
Hi, Marcia. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure, our pleasure. And, you know, we have told so many people about you through the years, and to have this opportunity to actually have you on where people can hear you yourself share some of these wonderful things that you've been doing, not only recently, but, you know, over these years, because as we all know, sometimes we get to a point in our lives and people start hearing about us and they, you know, they kind of just look at the present moment and don't realize what it has been like as the years have gone. And have come and gone by. So I would just love for you right now to share with the listeners exactly why you are doing what you are today, as far as some of these things that we mentioned and some that, you know, you will be enlightening us about as you go along. Could you just kind of start there?
Sure. Well, you know, I always have to remind myself of where I've come from, because not only is it easy to forget, it's a strategy to forget when it's been so adverse. I remember Tony Robbins saying, life is memory management, and you got to learn to remember things that empower you or remember things in an empowering way. So even as I share, I share in a way of a transformed way. Whereas you know, people could share the same story, just making you come to tears with some of the challenges I've gone through. But I was born in Pakistan, albino, blind. We lived in poverty without any running water or electricity. And I came to Canada when I was 4 years old with my family. We lived on welfare and subsidized housing, and I went through physical abuse and sexual abuse and teasing and being bullied at school. And, you know, even to say simple things like being blind, you know, it's one thing to say it, but then I can spend a whole hour on the impact that has from a social perspective, not being able to look at people and recognize people, from an academic perspective of not being able to learn because you can't see what's on the blackboard or read your textbooks, or not being able to be mobile because you can't cross the street or you might be hit by a car. And so all these things, you know, impact your life, and really you live in a different universe than other people do, because other people have, and society is structured, I think, that where most people are visual. They communicate visually without realizing it. I mean, even today, going and trying to find food to eat, even fast food restaurants don't even have paper menus that I could use a magnifying glass with. So just life becomes very, very different and challenging. So in the beginning of my life, what I did, I think, is what most people do, is they become discouraged and depressed and feel that it's not worth it and how sadistic could God be. And then luckily for some people, we're lucky enough, or our destiny was such where something happened similar to what happened to me. It's a tipping point or a source of knowledge that says there must be some more meaning to this, or let me make some more meaning out of this. And so for me, I was watching an infomercial at the age of 14, Tony Robbins, and I got his program and I started listening to his tapes, and all of a sudden I started asking different questions in my head, and I started changing my physiology. I started focusing on different aspects of my life, and out of that, I decided to teach people those same strategies of how to, because I felt like I wasn't getting any love in my life. God didn't love me. People didn't love me, and so I, you know, you flip that upside down and you say, how do you share more love with people? How do you express more love rather than complaining that you're not receiving it? How do you be the solution to that? And so that's how I created my career, was how to display and encourage and inspire more love in people and in humanity, in the world, in our organizations, in our communities, and just in our souls.
Well, as we know, what you said in the very beginning of what you were expressing, whether we are blind, whether we are deaf, whether we have some kind of a handicap, physical handicap in other ways, there are all these different opportunities. And, of course, it's normal that we do not necessarily see or recognize anything other than it being a problem. So for me to be on this end and say that I have a clue what, you know, it was like and what it can be like, would be completely not so and not true, because I have not experienced those same things, yet I have experienced different things. And, you know, Danish, there's, I guess you could say, a saying, but what it was a person who came into my life years ago wrote me a very short note. And that note simply said, the one became many in order to express its love. And when you really, really hear those words, and when I did, when I was reading it off that small sheet of paper that day, I thought, wow, you know, that I was looking for ways to say that very thing for a long time. And when I read it, and I could hear it resonating, you know, in my ears, it was like, listen to what that says. You know, that one creative energy, whatever it is for someone, it doesn't matter, has pretty much replicated itself in all these ways that shows up in the many beings, both human and non-human, on the planet, and that it is all about love. So it's fascinating when we have an opportunity to meet people like yourself. And, of course, Tom, my business partner, was the one who met you originally and had shared with me about you. And it was quite fascinating for me to read your history at that time and the things that, you know, you were on your way to doing. So I know that I mentioned that you produce inspirational entertainment. So what does that really mean?
Well, when I was first exposed to the personal development industry and decided to devour every aspect of it and take all the courses and all the different paradigms from spiritual to adventures to traveling to different countries, and all of them were great, and there was a wide spectrum of it. But I felt that a lot of that was kind of old school. It was traditional, although they were very advanced, you know, everything's relative, and a lot of them were very advanced compared to the mainstream educational system that we have. But they were also, you know, sit down for 8 hours and listen to some person on stage kind of paradigm. But nothing's wrong with that, but I thought, you know, today we live in a kind of like an ADD culture, and people want multimedia. They need to be stimulated in multiple senses. So I thought, you know, why don't we make this more entertaining rather than just delivering transformational knowledge through a speaker or a presentation? Why don't we deliver it in terms of, my first idea was a little mini movie. So we created a 3-minute movie online because I thought that was another better form of distribution. Rather than having people come to an event, let's utilize modern technology and the internet and have people share this 3-minute movie that will have them experience or learn to experience a little bit more love in their life. So the movie is called The Love Movie. People can watch it at thelovemovie.com, and in 3 minutes it answers the question, what is love, through visuals, through sound, through text. And I think it's worked because over 1 million people around the world have seen it in over 100 countries, and I still get emails from people telling me how they decided to change their relationship and take it to the next level, or how they decided to reconnect with someone that they lost touch with. Just beautiful stories of people experiencing love because of a 3-minute movie on some server on the internet.
Now, is that, I know that you have different websites, but that which you're speaking of right now, is that the Ordinary Word .com?
Yeah, people can access the movie from OrdinaryWords.com, but it has its own domain as well, which is thelovemovie.com.
Oh, okay, I see, because you did give thelovemovie.com.
Yeah.
The other types of, you know, just the energies that come through and reading and digesting a lot of what I've read about you, I know that with you drawing on your life experiences the way that you have and, you know, turning them into what I would say, not just positive, but quality forms of energy, so that it spurs you on to continue to expand instead of contracting. And don't you agree that when people are dealing with whatever it is that they're dealing with, when they can connect with that energy of expansion, love, I mean, to me, I call love a definite energy of expansion. So they tap into something that sort of jolts them or has them reconnect. And it is so amazing, the turnaround that can happen to us, just like when you expressed, you know, what took place with you and your decision to, you know, turn things around for yourself and to focus on the things that would be worth focusing on, not all the hardships and the problems that you were having. So don't you think that, you know, if more people would just go ahead and, I won't say just, it sounds easier than done, but to take that first little step, which leads to the second, the third, and the fourth.
Yeah, it's that step of faith and belief that anything can change in a moment. And I think Jim Rohn had a great quote I liked. He said, you can't change your destination overnight, which is true, but you can't change your direction overnight through a thought or through a serendipitous moment. And so many thin threads like that create your life. For me, I remember one example where I wanted to travel the world. So I did this program called Up With People, and in that I discovered art and dance and song and things I wasn't really exposed to before at a level where I became passionate about them and wanted to learn them. And so I had this vision of, okay, well, let's take that and turn it into a musical that is about transforming the world. But of course, because I never had any classes, I never took it in school, so I had no experience. I was such an amateur, and I couldn't really sing, I couldn't dance, I never produced a thing in my life, but I had this vision. And through this serendipitous this moment, I met this guy. I kept thinking about it for about a year, even though I didn't have the talent to produce a show like that. And then I met this guy in a mall who knew me from high school, and we hadn't talked to each other in years. And I told him what I was up to, and he said, "Well, you need to connect with this guy. I think you'll like him because he has this show that's called Decide." And I said, "Really?" And I went to the show, and it was basically what I saw on stage was my vision, and it was just blew me away. It was like, here it is, my dream manifested right before me. And again, some people could look at that in that life moment and be upset and frustrated, like it was my idea, and yet someone else took it and made it work. But what I did is I approached the director after the show, and I acknowledged him and thanked him for producing such an amazing event that was transforming people's lives. And so he asked me if I wanted to be a part of it, and a month later I was the executive producer of the show.
And I have to say, I would like to comment on that right now, because there you are. Your dream has manifested in front of your eyes, and another person put in a lot of time and energy to bring it to where it was as you were looking at it, however it is that you are able to take things in, but to have it already pretty much set up and done, and then you're brought into the picture. That is amazing. You're brought into the picture to be a part of it in some amazing ways.
It's beautiful. It's a gift from the universe.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And listeners, I do want to again say that we are speaking with Danish Ahmed. And as many of you have read on the Blog Talk site, Danish is blind and Pakistani and is albino. And I notice how he does say in some of his written information, really, that's who I am, or that's who he is. And, of course, he's an entrepreneur, an inspirational speaker, and best-selling author of A Dictionary of Distinctions, among other things. And we are in process of talking with Danish. And Danish, if someone wants to contact you by phone, is that something that you do, or do you like things to be mostly through the web?
I'm for all mediums of communication.
Okay, all right. So
phone works, yeah.
Okay, great. So what number would you like people to get in touch with you?
647-439-5011.
And you did give, of course, the lovemovie.com. And is that the main site that you want people to have, Ben?
Ordinarywords.com would be the best site, because that's like I do so many different things, and we haven't even scratched the surface of some of the other things I'm up to. But the ordinarywords.com is like the portal to all the different elements of what I'm up to.
Uh-huh. Okay. And on your one site of ordinarywords.com, there is the I was reading through the verses this morning where you have, let's love the world together. And is it okay if I just kind of run through this verse real quickly?
Go for it.
Okay. So listeners, this is one of the things you'll see on OrdinaryWords.com. Ever wonder why we're all together in one place? There's got to be an answer to this crazy human race. Money, fame, and power leave you thinking in the end, wondering who's an enemy and who's a trusted friend. Let's love the world together, like angels do in heaven. We can make a difference if we try. We can change the world, you and I. You got love inside that you cannot seem to find. The greatest love of all will always give you peace of mind. Running from one lover back and forth under the cover, you might have the toys you want, but always want another. Ever thought of people from another time and place? Just another mirror looking at another face. We all search for happiness and wanting to be loved. When we lose ourselves and find the other, we are one. When you're looking back on life and golden years have come, you're either in the clouds of doom or shining like the sun. What you've done for others will be all yours in the end if you heed the call of love and just become a friend. Let's love the world together like angels do in heaven. We can make a difference if we try. We can change the world, you and I. Wow.
And people can actually listen to that song by when they go to the Ordinary Word site, they can actually click on Let's Love the World Together and listen to it. It's on YouTube, and they can download the song on iTunes.
Yes, yes. I mean, absolutely beautiful, beautiful. And that was one of the first things I read when I pulled things up this morning. So, yes, listeners, you have to go ahead in and, like Donna said, and click on that, and you can see it and hear it for yourself. Okay, Danish, again, because you are doing many, many things, what is on your calendar? Or let's do sort of a priority list. So we talked about some of the things that we did. So what are the next couple things that are right there on the agenda?
Well, what I'm most inspired about and what I'm most passionate about, the kinds of things I've been passionate about over the years, are the things that not only give people entertainment and inspiration, as important and as significant as those are, I think the third pillar is a tool to create wealth in their life. So I've been involved in businesses where I help entrepreneurs or people who want to become entrepreneurs make more money. And so right now, what's on my agenda is promoting a brand new mobile application that's all about personal development. People can get an app on their iPhone or Android, 6 to 7 minute video every single week of professionals and well-known names in the personal development and spiritual community, inspiring them and giving them tools to transform their life. And inside of that, they have an opportunity to earn income by sharing that app with other people simply through their social networks. So I'm pretty excited about that and spending all my time promoting it. It's called the Inspired Living App.
Okay, and so there, it sounds like it's actually set up as a form of an affiliate where people
yes.
can earn money then. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. To what extent is that moving forward at the moment?
Oh, it's big time. We're breaking all the records. It's growing faster than we had anticipated. And I think it's the new medium of our society. When I look back at my evolution of love, let's say, first it was experiencing it in the personal development seminars, to creating a 3-minute movie, to a musical, which was great, and then a song that's on iTunes. But now it's about being interactive. It's about engagement. It's about being on people's mobile cell phone, because that's that's the way to reach them. People aren't sit down in front of a computer and watch a half an hour video, or what they want to do is in their idle time when they're waiting in a line, whether when they're waiting in transit or at a doctor's office or whatever moment they can get, that's when they want to be inspired, that's when they want to be nudged, that's when they want their education and their inspiration.
So today you're basically you're also working on the television series reality show.
Well, I was working on that last year, and that kind of got put on hold. We still have a lot of footage from that, and we still might make that happen. But one of the things I love about my life is that I'm in a place where I live the life of my dreams. I get to choose how my days are going to look, and my weeks, and my months, and so out of that, I'm very spontaneous and just see what I'm excited about and move forward on the projects that inspire me.
Oh, it sounds like Tom and I.
That is a great way to live.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, isn't it amazing, too, Donnie, how at least on our end, when I look at the fact that he and I met in 1986 and by 1989, most of these things were created that have pretty much been being nurtured through these 24 years. Just how when we are focused on what does excite us, what is our passion or passions, it's amazing. You get up and you're just moving along through your days. And one day it hit me a number of years ago. It was almost as if I felt this veil started to sort of be pulled back a little bit more. In other words, when we first started and moved along, things were moving at such a pace that it was like I was in a bubble. I won't speak for Tom, but I probably could. But it was like being in a bubble. And then, the universe said, okay, let's sort of bring you back on the planet a little bit here. and started bringing, having me see and feel some things that I really didn't need to while those years were going by. It was just, it is an amazing experience because I really feel that the universe does that. You are on, you're on direction, you're following your intuitive knowing, and then you start to go, wow, there's this world out there, and okay, here we are, and then you go from there. So I think on some scale, we probably have had, both Tom and I and yourself had similar feelings through years. But the one thing, too, that I noticed in your experiences, you were, and you might have just touched on this really quickly, but you were designing curricula and teaching by the time you were 15 years of age?
Yes.
Wow. So how did that actually come about?
Well, I was, I guess out of adversity, is I was socially isolated in elementary school. I didn't really talk to anyone, and no one talked to me. And so my teacher, I remember my grade six teacher, he basically said, well, why don't you just work on this computer? And I said, I got nothing better to do. I'm bored, so why don't I? And then as I started working on the computer as a Commodore PET, he started giving me more and more manuals on how to code and how to make programs on it or how to modify programs. And I got really into it. And so by the time grade 8 came around, is they said, why don't we just test your ability in computers? And they did. And it was at about the grade 12 level. So they said, why don't you take grade 12 computers while you're in grade 8? And I said, sure, why not? Now, it's kind of, you know, it's funny, and it's every, I just realized right now that, you know, it's kind of ironic because I'm socially isolated that here, let's socially isolate me some more. Because I was missing a day at regular school, but it's, I guess it was fine because I didn't relate to the people anyway, so might as well relate to people who are older. And you know, now that I look back on my life, you know, most of my friends are 10, 20, 30 years older than I am. But that has, you know, given me my I guess a lot of my intelligence and mentorship. And so what happened when I went to back to the story when I was in grade 9, they said, well, we don't have a grade 13 program for you to take. Why don't you take cooperative education? And I said, where you actually work for a company. And I said, sure. So I did that in grade 9, and in grade 10, they said, you know what, we do have a grade 13 now, but why don't you teach it?
It was,
of course, it was kind of bending the rules because they couldn't technically or officially teach. So there was another teacher in the room, but he basically allowed me to create the lesson plans and designed tests. And I actually wrote tests and decided whether people were going to go to university or not. It was kind of cool. The irony is I got rejected from university myself. I find that so funny. It's, you know, I was deciding whether people could go to university, but universities didn't accept me.
Well, as you know already, everything has a reason and everything has a purpose. So, and this is what I feel is so exciting about life, too, is that things happen to us. And, you know, life is one experience after the next, after the next, after the next. And yes, it's about being in the now, you know, this very, very moment, this now time, this present time, because those make the then past experiences, as you certainly know. So just being in the now and, you know, seeing what life brings is a very exciting opportunity. And I know that the world is not always kind with, you know, how certain aspects of life are, let's say, the terminology that we use for it. You know, to me, there are no mistakes. There are only opportunities, you know, for us to learn. Mm-hmm. And words are so powerful, as you know. So it's important. Now, that's why I tell people all the time, pay attention to the words that are coming out of your mouth. Because, you know, those words are vibrations.
Or the words floating around in your head, even before they come out of your mouth.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, again, you touched just a tiny bit on this next that I'm going to bring up. That a number of your personal interests, I believe I had read or were in things such as politics and dance and improv and, of course, spirituality. And a lot of this has led you to travel, you know, around North America into countries, many countries. And what in fact, were some of those countries, Danish?
Australia, France, Estonia, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Russia.
And can you just in your very own words, what were those experiences like for you as you were moving around?
Well, all of them were unique, but one of the things I think that all of them have in common is because I can't see the all those experiences were challenging, more challenging for me than I think would be for the average person. And so, you know, people even ask me, why do you do that? Because, you know, my city is so familiar with me. I'm probably more mobile here than most people. But when I travel, I really am disabled and need to, you know, take taxis. And even then, it's not easy to hail a taxi. Sometimes that takes a long time. And when you can't speak the language, it's how do you even ask someone to help you? And then usually people who, when other people See, people can't tell that I can't see. That's the other really big challenge. That's why I say in my text, really, that's who I am. Because a lot of people, when I tell them I'm blind, they literally just don't believe me. They think I'm pulling their leg or I'm joking or, in varying degrees for different people. Some people get it quickly, and some people just takes 5 minutes of convincing, and some people think I'm a compulsive liar. And it's fascinating how, what I think should be something that is, and it is inspiring for a lot of people where they can't tell that I can't see. Some people can't believe it so much that it's more of an, it's not inspiring for them, and it's weird. But anyways, I digress.
Well, and I also know that you have published quite a number of articles in regards to self-growth and so forth. What are some of those?
Articles? There's tons, actually. I mean, I've written articles about any subject I could ever conceive of and think of, and some very risque things like sex and hugging and cuddle parties and all sorts of interesting stuff. I've been writing articles like that for 10 years. Not just like that, but all kinds of articles on personal development. And so I use the word personal development very loosely or very broadly. All aspects of life that people don't even consider are personal development. And all those articles are available on my blog. So my blog, again, they can access it from my portal, but the direct link is ordinarysparks.blogspot.ca, ordinarysparks.blogspot.ca. And there's like 350 articles about finances and mental health and fitness and emotions and time management, just my whole life articulated in a way to transform other people's lives.
And when it comes to events, I know that you do speaking engagements, and how does that work?
Well, it works differently each time. Because, life is so serendipitous.
That was a great response, Sonic. That was a great response.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. So things come out of my connections or serendipitous moments. My last speaking engagement was for a center where they help people with disabilities live life fully and functionally. So I was talking about overcoming adversity for them. I helped launch a company in Las Vegas last year. Well, that was a fun speaking engagement because you're helping to launch a brand new company. I did a speaking engagement last 2 weeks ago, which was very intimate and casual for the Spiritual Center in Toronto, talking about love. And, I love speaking. It's my favorite thing to do. So if anyone actually knows of opportunities, I would love to, travel more and speak more and share more. So that's certainly something that I'd love to grow in my life.
Well, it's a great... great use of words. I love to speak on love. I love to speak on love, right? So when people meet you for the first time, okay, when somebody's meeting you for the first time, what do you find that interaction to be most often?
There's a spectrum of personalities and maturity and consciousness of people that's out there. So I find it actually, for me, it ranges drastically because I meet so many people from so many different cultures and so many different socioeconomic backgrounds that I find the responses are so vastly different. It ranges from very... I'm trying to find the right words here, ignorant or naive and primal behavior, like, being shocked or scared because I'm so different, and they've never seen an albino before, so they're reacting in a way that, you know, would people would seem as weird or unusual or even rude, I think sometimes, for, you know, depending on how you look at it. All the way up to, you know, totally spiritual, transformed, conscious people who are, you know, they're just loving me in the first moment that they see me, and it's like we've been best friends for our whole lives, and they just see that. It's this, there's this aura and this automatic connection of being. And then everything in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And what about, I was just curious too, have you pretty much met or come in contact with all age groups, you know, from tiny little people to those wise in years, as we would say?
Yes, my sister's was in early childhood education, so I've been to her school a couple of times and have talked to children. And my other sister teaches high school, so I've been there speaking there. And I love speaking to youths because I find they're much more opened and interested and willing to apply what you teach them. Whereas I find the adults that I speak to get, the more challenging it is to have them be open to new ideas and not have them not be cynical and to give their listening in a complete and authentic way. So I love speaking with youths and people in their 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm. So you have two siblings?
Six. Five sisters and one brother.
Are those all biological sisters?
Yeah, they're all same family.
Uh-huh. And what number are you?
I'm the second youngest.
Second youngest, okay. And how are the rest of your family? Are they what could be considered, and I don't even like to use this terminology because the question is, what is really normal? but are they what one would call normal?
I would say they're drastically different. But, you know, that's a good thing. Well, I mean, everything in life is neither good or bad. It's how you use it. And
so
for me, is, you know, when I was growing up, I mean, there's lots of variables, and it's hard to kind of summarize and generalize because you don't remember everything all at once. It's just what's coming to my head right now. And that is, I remember I didn't talk to them very much just because, you know, I was just going through so much adversity, and they were too busy. Both my parents were working full-time trying to just make sure we didn't go hungry. So there wasn't much opportunity for me to connect, at least I felt, until I started doing all that personal development. And then I realized, wait a minute, I have what could be just amazing souls in my household. Why don't I open up to them and connect with them? And I started to do that, and my relationships with them transformed. And even though they're very different, like I would say, you know, just one distinction is I'm very entrepreneurial and they're very non-entrepreneurial, you know, especially my parents, they want me to go to university and get a job, and they don't get how entrepreneurialism is what's right for me. However, I think they've been getting that more and more over the years because they've, they're more have this being spiritual maturity that, you know, although I don't understand this, I know that you understand it, and I know that you're choosing what's right. And, it's a beautiful place to be. And if everyone was, you know, can get to that place of just getting that everyone's on the path that they are and to love them for their path rather than trying to turn them onto our path.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Donish. In fact, now you're touching on something that is very, very, very close to my heart also. Through the years, raising three children and and the different things that come with that, and really always, always supporting my children, you know, to be who they are. Because it goes back to that old knowing and saying that many of us have heard over and over in different ways, and that is that, you know, when we are expressing who we really are and not what someone around us wants us to be or what society wants us to be, that is a true blessing, because that is why we are here. And it goes back to when I shared the one became many.
Mm-hmm.
In order to express, I said earlier, in order to express its love, there's also another way to say it, which is the one became many in order to express itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those two are a little bit different, you know, when you hear those words. So it is about diversity. It is not about sameness. And it is amazing what we walk through. And of course, I do have an idea how you think on life, but I really do feel that, you know, we come on to this plane of existence to express that purpose and that passion that is coming from that creative energy, again, whatever that is for someone. To me, I could care less if it's Buddha, Christ, you name it, okay? But, and if people can get that, and of course, you know, a lot of people, as far as the people of the world, a lot of times the people of the world do feel like how we are talking about things. And those who, let's say, there are other entities or energy forces on the planet that are, you know, people who know that when you cause disruption, you know, and chaos, then you get this whole ball going where it has a chain reaction. And that's why it's so important for everyone to do, you know, especially as we're moving on the planet, is if someone doesn't have a form of meditation or, you know, that connecting time, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, walking in nature regularly or meditating in a yoga class or whatever it is, those types of energies are so vital, especially in today's day and age. Not that it wasn't before, but I'm just saying that we're being given a lot of opportunities, and they keep, you know, coming pretty quickly to people and at people. And, you know, a lot of people are having a, oh my, kind of a time.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my, kind of a time. Well, in closing, what would you like to leave with the listeners?
Well, what thought comes to my mind right now is the notion of turning a disadvantage into an advantage. There was a great quote that said, you know, people don't become successful despite their challenges. They become successful because of them. And it's some easier said than done and hard to remember in the moment, but it's something that I used in my own life. For example, you know, I'm transparent and I love being transparent, but that came out of my inability to hide. It was, you know, here I am being an albino. I can't go anywhere without anyone recognizing me and noticing me. So it's hard for me to, like, you know, fit in and conform and look like everybody else. It's impossible. So rather than resisting it and saying, that really sucks, let me use it to my advantage. Let me use it as my brand. Let me use it as a way to get people's attention so I can share with them aspects of love and changing the world.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. And again, with the many gifts and talents that you have to offer, I would like to say to the listeners and encourage them to go ahead and get in touch with you, even if it's simply to have, you know, a conversation that who knows where that may lead, of course. So with knowing that, again, please give your phone contact and your web address or addresses.
Absolutely. My phone number is 647-439-5011. 647-439-5011. Feel free to call me anytime. I'm a night owl, and I do a lot of international business, so whenever the time works for you is when it works for me. My web address is www.ordinarywords.com, which is www.ordinarywords.com. ordinarywords.com, and you can communicate with me a variety of ways. Facebook is very popular, and you can check out all my YouTube videos if you like multimedia, or all my blogs if you like articles. Whatever medium works for you, leverage that.
Well, and I know that we haven't, Tom and I haven't brought this up just yet to you. However, you may have heard a little bit here and there, I'm not sure. It would be great very, very soon to talk about having you involved in our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, A Conscious Inspiration, that is going to be at the Orlando, Florida Convention Center in September, at the end of September of 2013.
Sounds, I don't know much about it, but sounds fascinating.
Right. Well, we've had them for 15 years. It's you know, a large expo, 2.5 days or so, and it's an amazing, amazing time. And you know, I know you've been to all kinds of events, you know, in your life. But yes, we decided to have it in the Orlando, Florida area for the first time. So we're excited about that. So we'll be talking to you a little bit more about that as we go along. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, Danish. Listeners, we have been talking with Danish Ahmed, and we want to say to you thanks for taking this time today. It was a total joy, and having learned a little bit more in depth, you know, about you is what I love about doing these interviews. So thank you very much, Danish, and we'll be in touch with you very soon. Of course, we're going to be getting you the link to this completed show so that you can use it in whatever way you would like.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy and a pleasure, and thank you for being a conduit for having more people experience love in their life, and let's continue to love the world together.
Oh, thank you so much, and I will, and we will, and we will talk to you very soon. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
All right, bye-bye.
Be well, bye-bye. And again, we just completed just an amazing interview with Danish Ahmed, and you have the phone numbers and the web addresses. Feel free to go, and again, just take a moment. You don't have to have a specific reason, you know, something that you want from those that we interview, but just to touch base with them is a beautiful thing. All right, so, and when you do, please remember to let them know that you heard about them and heard them on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. And with that being said, I'd like to bring our show to somewhat of a completion here. And again, please give us a call directly if you are interested in being interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. If you are interested in advertising in our national and international full-size newspaper called The Healthy Referral, which is a physical newspaper as well as online. And in fact, I'll give you a web address that you can see a copy. That's www.squibd.com/healthy-referral. That's R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L, and you can see a copy. Our web address overall is www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. We want to thank our wonderful organization that we are on the advisory board for. That's National Health Federation. In fact, we, the Healthy Referral, Mind, Body, Spirit Radio Show, and the, you know, they have chosen a different name now. You'll see that in the information, but it's treasuresgift.com. Along with the National Health Federation, we are putting on this next expo of ours together, so it's a joint effort. Lots of love, capital L-O-V-E, as Donish would say, to all of you, and we'll see you here next week on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, same time, same place. Meanwhile, have a beautiful week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.